How can you find a financial advisor, and not just any financial advisor, but the right financial advisor for you? Today, we walk through the steps to make sure you're doing just that. That's coming up on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know.
Welcome in
to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow with Gary Thurman.
Welcome into Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host is Gary Thurman. In Tennessee Valley, it's always about retirement planning, the importance of being ready for what is going to be your golden years. Gary's got over 25 years in this business, and he is the lead at Team Guardian, Guardian Investment Advisors, A-plus rating Better Business Bureau, fiduciary for advisory services. And I mentioned the team, and let me just run it down for you. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tim McDermott, portfolio manager, Tanner Moore, all-star in the healthcare area, senior healthcare advisor. But they also have front office and back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, it is a team effort, and you get that when you work with Guardian Investment Advisors. We get into the conversation. It's always retirement. And Gary, before we jump in to this latest Vanguard study, how was your week, bud?
Man, well, my week was interesting. Had surgery. So,
yeah, I would call that interesting. Everything go okay?
Everything went great. So, yeah, I celebrated my holiday week / weekend with a lot of ice packs on my arm. I unfortunately tore my bicep. You know, the good thing is I had a wonderful surgeon. He seems to think I'm going to recover pretty quickly. And you know, Morgan, that's important to me because I got a few golf trips coming up this fall / winter that I would really like to participate in. But golf's going to be interesting for me. I haven't played since October of last year. So it's going to be with other injuries. So it's going to be interesting. But I'm just looking forward to being out there. What I do love about what happened with the surgery is I didn't miss a lot of work. And right now is a perfect time for us not to miss a lot of work. I mean, we have so many things going on, and we're so blessed here in the Tennessee Valley with you know, our phones are just ringing. The radio show, the TV show, all the stuff we're doing on social media. We're just getting a really, really good traction with a lot of new clients, and just trying to take care of a lot of families, Morgan. That's our ultimate goal every single week.
Well, I mean, you're putting the message out there, just the importance of being ready, being proactive, not reactive. And with everything that's going on in our environment today, political, economical, I mean, it's nervous time for a lot of people.
It is. I mean, here you have the president of the United States, and his own party is asking him to, step down, so to speak. You know, and I get their point, but we have so many things going on. I'll tell you what I'm hearing right now. When people are walking in the door, this study really, really got my attention because of this, but people are worried about several things. But one, of course, is income. Everybody's always worried about running out of money. They should be. I mean, it's a big, big topic. Two of the biggest things we're talking with clients about right now is when to take Social Security.
Yep.
We talk about Social Security a lot on this radio show, and I do it for a reason because it's important. It's important that you take it at the right time and that you actually truly understand how it works. And then, you know, we've been talking a lot about that hidden tax out there called inflation. Mm. And inflation is still around, and it's really, you know, hurting some portfolios out there because these folks were not planning for a higher inflation, high interest rates, all these different things we've got going on. So we're having to, I guess, restructure a lot of portfolios so that we can make sure that we have inflation and these high interest rates and future taxes built into the plan. That's our favorite thing to do. And it's so rewarding for us when folks walk out of our office and go, wow, you know, I didn't think it could be like this. And, you know, myself and Todd and Tim and Tanner, we just put big smiles on our faces because we know we're doing something right for our folks here in the Chattanooga area and just doing our best to take care of them.
Well, let's get into this Vanguard study. Now, they found that on average, listen to this, hypothetical, right, $500,000 investment, all right, would grow to over $3.4 million under the care of an advisor over the span of 25 years. Now, flip that, the same money, self-management, a do-it-yourselfer, would tally right around $1.69 million or 50 8% less. In other words, the advisor-managed portfolio would average 8% annualized growth over that 25-year period compared to 5% from a self-managed portfolio. Wow. I mean, that statement right there, the opportunity to sit down and map out what is going to be your future in retirement with a fiduciary firm, the numbers don't lie.
That's right, Morgan. So I love this. I love this scenario because we're talking about $500,000. So, you know, I would say that is about the average portfolio we look at in the Tennessee Valley is around $500,000. And a lot of people think that I've only got $500,000, so I don't need to work with a financial planner. You know, I'll just depend on my 401k team to take care of me. And that's where I think a lot of people are just missing the boat. You know, $500,000, Morgan, is a lot of money. But the fact that we can, you know, turn that into $3.4 million over time with our 8% average growth, that's what it's all about. You're not just hoping that your 401k does well. You're actually putting a plan together. And the fact that 50% more, you know, that's big. But here's the biggest thing that got me, Morgan. That Vanguard study was amazing. But check out this Northwestern Mutual study found that 71% of U.S. adults, that's you know, three-fourths of us, admit their financial planning needs improvement. However, only 29% of Americans work with a financial advisor.
That's crazy.
That stat blew me away. And I told you before we came on the air, I'm going to talk about this on radio, on podcasts. I'm going to talk about this on TV because 29% of Americans work with a financial advisor. Why? That's I guess that's what we're trying to figure out. Why do you not have a financial advisor in your portfolio, helping you with your portfolio? You really need that help, folks, and don't be intimidated by coming and getting some opinions or second opinions with other financial advisors.
You know, I think, and again, we can't get in the minds of the, you know, the 71%
right,
from this survey that are not using a financial advisor, but just, you know, from shows we've done in the past, people are intimidated, people are embarrassed, maybe they haven't saved enough. People are holding their finances very close to the vest. They don't want to share that information.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all things. And we're procrastinators above all else.
I'm sitting here smiling because that's the word I wanted to use. But then again, let's flip that. So last week before my surgery, I had surgery on Tuesday. Last Monday, I had a Zoom call with a young lady who saw us on TV. Then she started following us on social media. Here she is, 30 years old.
Okay.
She's got just over $100,000 set aside already. That's not counting her 401k and everything else. But she says to me, hey, do you want to work with someone like me? I'm like, you're 30 years old. You've already got $100,000 put back. Do you know what we can do with this $100,000 before you're 60? And like, yes, I want to work with you. You're my boy's age. I don't know, man. That excites me. When I get these 25 to 35-year-olds coming in and they want to work with us, and they're asking the right questions, and their mom and dad are not.
Yeah.
You know, they're waking up a little bit, and I think even our younger generation, Morgan, is a little bit worried.
Yeah.
You know, about what's going to happen. So this young lady is going to be such a great client for us, and she's going to send all of her friends to us. But yeah, 29% of Americans are working with a financial advisor. I think we need to change that.
We certainly do. And again, it's about peace of mind. It's about confidence as you move towards retirement. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah,
Work with professionals that can walk with you down this path. You do not have to do it alone. So how do you choose between multiple advisors? We'll hit this really quick. Again, these are things that you really need to have questions answered for you. Let's get into this. How do you choose? You've got multiple advisors. Obviously, you're
right,
going to interview these advisors. How do you choose?
Yeah, key word there is interview. And I know we're short on time. We'll come back to this, folks, so make sure you stay for the next segment. But here's the biggest thing I want you guys to think about. Working with an independent advisor versus working with one that's not independent, one that's captive. I call those the big box stores. So when you walk into these big box stores that spend millions and millions of dollars on football stadiums and everything else, you know, that's great, right? But they can only do what they have. They're in a box as far as your investments are concerned. When you work with an independent advisor, in my opinion, you're working with someone that's more suitable on the fiduciary side, because we can go shopping the whole grocery store. We can make sure we put a plan together for you. So I want to make sure, first of all, if you're interviewing advisors, do they follow the fiduciary standard? Are they looking out for your best interest before their own? That's a big deal to me, Morgan. So I'm going to say for everybody, at least have a conversation with an independent advisor. Have a conversation with your captive advisor as well. But see the differences and compare. Interview them. You said the key word, Morgan. Just interview them, because, Morgan, the thing with retirement planning is you got one shot. You got one shot at retirement, so you got to make sure you do it right, folks. And the biggest thing I want from my clients is to make sure they have income for as long as they have breath in their body. I want them to understand the taxes they're going to pay on that income. And God forbid if they get sick, I want to make sure that we have them taken care of. So I invite you to give us a call. Come in and have a conversation. There's no obligation whatsoever. It's 100% free. Give us a call today.
Guardian Investment Advisors make it very simple for you. You have an hour-long sit-down in the office, complimentary. Call the number, 800-517-1575. If you don't feel like coming into the office, they'll do a Zoom with you. They'll do a regular phone call with you. Call the number, 800-517-1575. Get to know Gary and the team, and they will get to know you. 800-517-1575. Call that number right now. Now, when we return, we've been talking about the importance of working with a financial advisor, the difference in the money that can be made as far as having it professionally managed. Again, that Vanguard study, $500,000, hypothetical, managed professionally. $3.4 million was the result after 25 years. Somebody that did it themselves, hypothetical, $1.69. So 50% less. You need to work with a pro, and you need to know how to interview to select the pro. We'll talk about it coming up next. We are back on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host is Gary Thurman, Guardian Investment Advisors, 25-plus years in the business. He's the lead at Team Guardian, and it is a team. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. Tim McDermott, portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. Front and back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby, again, all there working for their clients, getting them ready for retirement. The office, obviously, fiduciary for advisory services, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We have started the discussion on, you know, professionally managed money and also somebody that's doing it themselves. The Vanguard study showed us that $500,000, hypothetical, professionally managed over 25 years, going to result in right around $3.4 million. Someone that's doing it themselves for 25 years, only $1.69, so 50% less. And then the Northwestern Mutual study, Gary, you hit this really hard. I mean, 71% of U.S. adults, they are basically saying they need to improve on their financial, I guess, awareness and where they are financially. But only 29% of those Americans that were surveyed are working with a professional, a financial advisor. So how do you choose between multiple advisors? You elaborated on that. But let's get to some of the questions that you need to be asking when you are doing this interview process, because right now you're out there and we know you're out there. You're not working with a pro. We're going to give you these questions. So when you sit down and maybe you come in and talk with Gary and his team, these are questions to ask. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I like this. So let's hit this quick. So we talked about a fiduciary standard. I mean, I just think that's the first thing you need to find out. Make sure these guys and gals out there are working for you. I think you need to find out what kind of license they hold. That's why, you know, I brag about my team all the time, Morgan. I'm the quarterback, right? I'm the quarterback. I'm the head coach. I'm not the quarterback. I'm the head coach. And as a head coach, you got to have wonderful assistant coaches around you to make the team work. And that's what I've done. I've just created this team of experts around me. You know, what kind of license do they hold? Are they insurance only? Are they securities license? We need to know those type of things, because I get worried that people go to certain brokerage firms and they only do insurance or they only do managed money. I think you need a blend of both. You know, I really do, to be more open-minded to some different things out there. And this also is going to determine how that advisor is paid. And I think you should ask that question. How are you paid? We talked about being independent, fee-based, fiduciary advisors, duly licensed. We already hit that, really. Are they trustworthy? I mean, that's big.
That's a big one.
That's big, but that's where you it comes down to, you know, look at the Google reviews. Look at who their clients are. You know, did you get referred to this you know, firm, or you know, do your follow up, do your homework on these people. Check out their social media.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you might hate me because I'm a big Tennessee fan. So, I mean, you know, I don't know if you want to look at my social media or not, but national champs, by the way, they just baseball. I'm just going to throw that out there. But, you know, here's the thing I love about that, what I just said, is I have so much business down in Georgia. So a lot of Georgia Bulldog fans.
Go Dogs.
But they love the fact that I love football.
Yeah.
And I use football a lot in some of my analogies. Mm. But are they trustworthy? Check them out. And then I think the biggest thing, are they actually putting a financial plan together for you? And are they just trying to grow your money? You know, growth advisors are great, and we need those out there. But there comes a time in your life where you actually need a plan. Are they looking at taxes? Are they looking at your Social Security, your estate planning, your health care planning? You know, taxes, income, investment management. I mean, there's so many different things that you need to be considering. Don't just position all your assets in one division. Don't put all of your money in annuities. Don't put all your money in the market. Don't put all your money in the bank. You know, put a plan together. And that's what I think you need to be looking for in a financial advisor.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, use your football analogy. I mean, you're the coach. Quarterback on the field is basically the coach on the field. But you have all these different pieces that are going to help this play come together. Tax planning, income planning, estate planning, healthcare planning, how your investments are managed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all part of this team effort. To get you across the line, which is your retirement, and not just across the line, all the way through.
That's right. So, like, I love you to use an example of Tanner Moore. Like,
yeah.
Because, you know, I brought Tanner on because I did not have time to learn Medicare.
Yeah, senior healthcare advisor, Tanner Moore.
He's my healthcare advisor because that's what he does. That's his specialty. You know, he's not out here making trades with Tim. He's working on Medicare. He's working on healthcare. He's making sure those clients are getting across the line with the best medical plan they can be on. And you got to have that. Don't just, you know, call an 800 number and to get your Medicare plan. Those people don't know you. They don't know your medications. They don't know your pharmacies. You got to work with somebody individualized. And again, I talk about Tanner a lot. I talk about Tim a lot because Tim handles all of our money in the market. I don't have time to do that. That's why I have a specialist. He's my assistant coach when it comes to money in the market. Make sure you're working with a team. I think that's vital. An independent advisor who's got a team wrapped around them that have specialties in every single market. That way you get the best plan for you, not for your neighbor down the road, but for you individually.
The opportunity to get on the calendar with Guardian Investment Advisors is ongoing during the course of this show. These are complimentary appointments for our radio listeners, exclusive for you. An hour-long sit-down in office available. Also, a 20-minute Zoom or a 20-minute regular phone call if you're more comfortable with that. All you've got to do is call 800-517-1575 to secure one of those appointments. Again, 800-517-1575. All right, so we've connected with the right advisor. We feel good about it. It's in our gut. We're going to work with this person, this team. Now we've got to ask some questions just to kind of see where we are. So we're going to transition into this, Gary. Here's the first question that I'm going to sit down. I'm going to ask you. We'll do a hypothetical. I'm across the desk from you, and we're having our first appointment. How is my overall, after you've looked at my stuff, right? How is my overall financial health?
I love it. We're not talking about financial wealth, financial health, right? I love this because your financial health indicates your readiness to pay for things now, to pay for things later, and are you ready for those unexpected costs? You know, you got to look at your overall financial situation. And are you taking care of yourself on the health side of things? You know, Tanner and I, coming up in a few weeks, we're doing a webinar. A health and wealth webinar, and we're going to be talking about your money, but we're also going to be talking about your health care planning. You know, we want you to live longer, right? But if you live longer, you're going to need more money for income, and you may get sick. Think about those emergencies or those unexpected costs. Something that I like to talk to people about is their debt. Are you paying debt down? Are you living within your means? A lot of people, you know, hey, my neighbor just got that brand new boat. You know, let's go take out a loan at the bank, baby. And you know, keep up with the Joneses. We talk about those things, and those are hard conversations. Are you still saving for retirement? Are you hitting your goals even after you retire? This is a big, Morgan. Does your financial situation cause you stress? Mm. You know what? For most people, the answer is yes, it does. Again, that's why you have to work with an advisor. That's why you have to work with a team. And one of the biggest things I like to talk about is your actual spending habits. Are they good or bad?
Yeah.
We need to look at your expenses, your investments, your debt. You know, are you taking care of your kids? Are you giving big monies to charity or churches? That's all part of your plan. We need to make sure that you're in the right financial health status big time.
A lot of people don't really understand that budget part, that spending plan. They've just gone through their life and they've done what they've done, and now you're getting into this planning mode for retirement. You really didn't know those numbers, and there are a lot of people I would imagine that sit down with you, Gary, and they have no idea what they spend day to day, week to week, month to month.
And you know, talking about a budget, you know, I hate it, but you know, you and I created the spending plan, which I love, but you got to know what those are. I mean, do you go to Starbucks every day? You know, when I go to Starbucks, I'll just go ahead and tell you, Morgan, tip and all, it's about $10.
Yep.
Right? So I don't do it every day. I've got my little coffee right here, as you can see, but it's, and I brought it from home. But I treat myself every once in a while to Starbucks.
Sure.
But if you're doing that every day, you know, that's $70 a week. Mm. Do that times 12. I mean, do that times 4. Do that times 12. I mean, like, it adds up. Having a spending plan to make sure that you're not stressed out in retirement, I think it's huge.
I mean, think about this, folks. I mean, this is your long term. I mean, this is what's going to be your end game. When the paycheck stops coming from work and you're retired, you know, where's that money coming from? And we're talking about the importance of working with professionals to manage your money. You know, when you sit down with the person you've chosen, and we're having some fun with this today because these are great questions. Do I have a long-term financial plan? We'll hit this real quick, and then we're going to open up the phone lines, and we'll talk about it when we come back, too. But do I have a long-term financial plan?
Yeah. Here, there's five components to this plan. It won't take me long to talk about those. So let's just tax planning, income planning, estate planning, healthcare planning, investment management. It's just that simple. We're going to look at all five of those things. Now, we use a bucket theory, as you know, Morgan. So red bucket, green bucket, yellow mm-hmm. bucket. As long as we get that green bucket established, that's normally going to take care of our income planning and maybe our healthcare planning. Then our red bucket's our money out in the market. That's our money that we're going to have fun with. And our yellow bucket's our money in the bank for emergencies. I will help you with all these. I'm not a CPA, but we'll help you with tax planning, income planning, healthcare planning. You need those five components because, folks, you got one shot at retirement, and you got to make sure you do it right. Do you know what your taxes are going to be? Do you know how you're going to generate income? Are you worried about healthcare? If you are, call us today. Come in and see us for a no-obligation meeting. It's 100% free.
Here's the phone number. Grab an appointment now. 800-517-1575. Hour-long sit-down in the office available. 800-517-1575. If you want the Zoom call, ask for it. Want the regular call, ask for it, and you shall receive. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. 1575. We'll talk more about once you've decided on the advisor. These are questions you really need to go over, and the good advisors will probably ask these questions of you before you ask of them. We'll talk about it when we return. Plan today, own tomorrow, hosted by Gary Thurman, Tennessee Valley. You can find him at Guardian Investment Advisors. He is the lead. He's got over 25 years in the business. He's a fiduciary for advisory services, and I said lead because there is a team environment at Guardian Investment Advisors. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tim McDermott, portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor in the front and back office, doing an amazing job. Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. It's all about helping their clients get ready for what is going to be their end game, their retirement, their golden years. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Just a reminder, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau for Team Guardian and fiduciary for advisory services. All right, so we're going over these questions again.
you know, questions you need to ask in the interview process when you're selecting an advisor. But now you've got an advisor. You've made the choice. And what should you be asking when you sit down maybe for that first big meeting, right? And when I say big, I mean, it's just that you're breaking the ice. You're getting to know each other. You've made the decision. You're going to work with this advisor. We've talked about it. How is my overall financial health? Do I have a long-term financial plan? And then, you know, the question that you're probably going to get thrown back at you from the advisor, and it could be Gary. And Gary, you would just say, what can you do? And you guys go over, okay, you take a look at what's going on with the landscape, how you're positioned. What
the foundation.
Can I do? What can I do?
Yeah, we got to improve on that foundation, right? You know, you've worked all your life and, you know, you've established some money and we just need to make sure we do the right thing. I think one of the biggest things, you and I just kind of hit on it, we need to fine tune your spending and maybe try not to have so many impulse buys out there. Another thing I love to have a conversation about is your debt. How are we getting rid of bad debt? There's good debt, there's bad debt. How are we getting rid of the bad debt? Do we have that yellow bucket of money established? You know, we don't know when emergencies are going to happen. We don't know when the AC unit's going to go out. You know what? I had a client call yesterday. He's got rental homes. He's got to put a brand new AC unit in. So he needed to pull a little money out, you know. So we got to make sure you have that emergency account set up. You know, people hate talking about taxes, but are you considering taxes? Because, you know, show of hands out there, do you think taxes are going to go up in the future?
I'm raising my hand.
My hand's up. You know, our national debt's at an all-time high. It keeps going higher. Social Security's in a little bit of trouble. You know, we're going to have some future taxes, folks. So you got to make sure that's part of your plan. And have you truly got a plan to replace your income when you retire? You know, you go from making $5,000 a month at your job. You know, are you ready to have that type of income, you know, in retirement? I think it's big. Now, there are some considerations that you need to think about. How are they licensed? We talked about that. That's why I have such a team around me. And are you working with an independent fiduciary advisor? I already hit on that once today. I think it's so important because you're going to have better options. Mm-hmm. And those advisors are looking out for your best interest, not theirs.
So important. And again, these are just questions that you really need to kind of get down to the, you know, the bare bones of it. This is your retirement. How's inflation going to impact my cash flow? This is a big one. We've talked about inflation. Gosh, seems like the last couple of years we've been really on this because the numbers went up. Now the numbers are coming down. But guess what, Gary? The number might be coming down, but the prices aren't.
That's right. Prices
are remaining high. So that is going to impact retirees and people headed towards retirement.
Yeah. So Ron and I, we took a small trip down to Atlanta a couple weekends ago. And we were, you know, coming home and I stopped to fill up my car and it was $91.
Yep.
$91 to get a full tank of gas in my car. And folks, inflation, the numbers have came down. Unfortunately, we had a skyrocket our interest rates, which impacted a lot of different things, including our buying power. But I call the inflation we're looking at right now the hidden tax.
Yes.
And I say that because it still costs a lot of money to go buy food right now. It still costs a lot of money to fill up your car right now. You got to make sure you're looking at real terms here. You got to look at real numbers. And again, that's what we do in our income planning. You know, I've seen people come into our office and they actually have inflation built into their plan at 2%. Well, the national average, all-time average is 3.8. So you're already almost 2 points, you know, below where you should be in your planning process. So you got to make sure that you're ready for inflation and higher taxes. And that's just all part of the planning process here at Guardian.
I tell you, it's so important to be ahead of this. We've already talked about the number of people, the staggering number of people that are not working with a financial advisor. And it's in the 70% range just from the surveys we've talked about today. A lot of it's procrastination, a lot of it's fear, a lot of it's embarrassment. I mean, this is your money, and you need to be planning for that money to last you through retirement. And, if anything, find out if, you know, kind of where you are. Mm-hmm. And if you need to work a little bit harder, if you need to save a little bit more, you're going to know that. Just flying blind is kind of scary.
It is. And I'm smiling right now because I've got a phone call right after radio today with one of my clients that I've had forever. She's 86 years old, Morgan. Now, let me tell you something about this woman.
Well, good for her. 86. That's fantastic.
86, and she has battled cancer for the last 30 years.
Are you kidding me?
She is a stud, man.
Wow. standing ovation. Way to
go.
Yeah.
She's also about – I'm smiling because, you know, here she is, 86 years old. They have plenty of money. But she's like, hey, Gary, so I just got my renewal statement in on this program I've had forever. Can we do anything better? And you think 86 years old and she's still wanting to do better.
She's on it.
Because she's leaving this money to her sister. Yeah. This money's directly going to her sister. So she's like, how can we make more money so I can leave more money behind? I just love that because, you know, she's looking at the true impact of stuff. And you know, should I change course now or not? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, the biggest question I have with that is what is your actual risk tolerance? Mm-hmm. I'd like to say it another way. What's your risk capacity?
Yeah.
What can you stomach to lose out there? You know, if the market goes down 10%, are you okay? If it goes down 20%, are you okay? If it goes down 40%, are you okay? We need to really see what that risk capacity is because market conditions, you know, they fluctuate. They're volatile. That's why I have Tim here. He does such a good job. Should you make any changes? Well, you know, a lot of people make emotional changes, and I don't think that's a good move. I think that's a sudden move that could, you know, end up hurting you in the long run. But you got to look at the long-term game here.
Yeah.
Even with your stocks, you got to look at the long-term gain. If we've got your income established and we've got your health care established, yeah, we can be a little more risky. But, folks, you don't step into retirement with all your eggs in one basket. You don't step into retirement with all your money in the market. It's just not smart. You need a plan. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure you're working with a team of experts to put that plan together for you.
Well, think about this. You've made the choice already. We're in this hypothetical situation. You're working with a professional, and we're across the table. Gary's sitting right there. We can ask these questions. He's going to ask questions of us. But it's about your retirement. Now that you've made this decision and you're working with Pro, now you need to be, and we've talked about this before too, Gary, just the importance of being open, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Should I be changing course or not? After a professional works with you and takes a look at, you know, your overall, you know, be open-minded if a change, and it could be a small change, it could be a big change, but be open-minded to at least that discussion.
It's more and more, I think our message is getting out there really well because, you know, so many people have misconceptions on different things, on different products, on different avenues on how to invest your money. And it all comes down to education. You know, that's why we do these educational events. But when you come in and see us, my goal is to educate you. Now, I hope you decide to work with us. But if not, you're going to walk away more educated. You know, I'm going to give you my expertise, and so is Tim and Tanner and Tide. We're going to tell you what we know, and we hope you decide to work with us. But you got to be open-minded and look at some different things. I think once people see our red bucket, yellow bucket, green bucket theory, they're like, oh, well, that makes sense. It's simple, right? K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid, right? We try to keep things as simple as we can. I want to make sure that you have an income that you can always, always have as long as you have breath in your body. You're going to have an income. I want to talk about health care. I want to talk about taxes. I want to talk about legacy. I want to talk about estate planning. We need to make sure you have those things established. Now, one thing I want to close on, we have got to make sure you have an emergency account. We got to, Morgan. So many people fly into retirement, and they're like, well, I'll just pull money out of my IRA. Well, why would you do that? Because you're going to pay taxes on that. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to make sure we establish that yellow bucket of money. And I know just sitting at the bank in savings accounts boring, but guess what? There's some high yield savings accounts out there right now that you can get involved in. Folks, here's the whole thing. We talked about those five essential things. You got to make sure you have an income for as long as you have breath in your body. You got to make sure you understand the taxes on that. You got to understand how healthcare works and how expensive it is. You got to step into retirement ready to go, ready to live every day like a Saturday. Come visit us here at Guardian. Let me put a plan together for you. Guess what? Hey, if you don't like it, it's okay. I'll shake your hand. We'll leave as friends. But give me an opportunity to put this plan together for you. I almost promise you, you're going to absolutely love it because we're going to knock it out of the ballpark with all these things that you should be worried about.
We understand. There are about 70%, the surveys we've looked at today, that are not working with a professional, not working with a financial advisor, not working with a fiduciary. We understand you're nervous, you're embarrassed possibly. You just don't know, or you're a procrastinator.
This is your opportunity to get on track. This is your opportunity to get going. It's also an opportunity if you're part of the 30% that's currently working with financial advisor. Maybe you need that second opinion. So we are open for you right now. Call the number 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Just to indicate you want the hour-long sit-down in the office, get to know the team. You could also go with a 20-minute Zoom call or a 20-minute regular call. Get off the couch. Get your head out of the sand. This is your opportunity, and it is cost-free. You leave the checkbook at home. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Well, we got some gloom and doom, some dark stuff coming up on the other side. When we return on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, there are some big indicators on what's going on with the markets and the economy, and we're going to talk about it next. We are back on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, hosted by Gary Thurman. In Tennessee Valley, it's always about retirement planning. You can find Gary at Guardian Investment Advisors. He is the lead. He's got over 25 years in this business, helping his clients get ready for retirement. He's a fiduciary for advisory services, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau for the office. And I did mention he's the lead of the team, and that would be Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tim McDermott, portfolio manager, Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor, and the front and back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, I tell you, it is a machine. They're working with their clients. They're helping them get ready for retirement, get into retirement, get all the way through retirement. It's about having that plan. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We talk the talk, we walk the walk. We give you an opportunity to learn some today, but we also give you the opportunity to get on the schedule with Guardian Investment Advisors. And the appointments that we open up today on the radio are complimentary. That means you leave the checkbook at home. You can call at any time and grab one. 800-517-1575. So most of us, Gary, can agree that things haven't been the same since COVID. It's been crazy. The economy got rocked in maybe the worst possible way since the crash of 08. And remember the signs in all the windows, all those businesses went bust. It felt like some kind of zombie apocalypse. Now, we tried going back to normal and just pretend that everything was just fine. It'll be okay. Did we really bring the economy back from the brink, or is it just a Weekend at Bernie's? Remember that movie? Situation where big money is trying to reanimate a cold, lifeless corpse. Well, that might be a bit of an exaggeration, but here are 10 signs. All right, we're going to try to get to all 10 of these.
Yeah.
We might be a little bit reachy at times. So the first one that just pops up, Gary, you've got it in front of you, rising delinquencies. I mean, we're seeing those numbers.
This is big. It was especially big in 2023, where credit card and auto loans are, you know, people can't afford. They can't afford to pay the payments on them. You know, they hit their highest levels in over a decade with being delinquent, posing a risk to the stock market due to reduced consumer spending. And then add on top of that high interest rates, right? You know, how does that affect your retirement plan? What should I be doing? You know, first of all, when it comes to credit cards, that is bad debt. We'd like to get that paid off. I would love for you to go into retirement without an auto loan. But if you do and it's a low interest rate, then I'm okay with that. You know, we just got to make sure that we eliminate bad debt, you know, and eliminate the situation where you're going to have to be delinquent. We don't want your credit going sour. So we just got to make sure that we get that bad debt paid off and stay on top of things.
Absolutely. Again, these are just some flags that are out there and they're pretty red. And we need to kind of be aware of it. The importance of having your retirement plan locked in, your income for retirement locked in, where you can rest a little bit easier at night. But these are some of the telltale signs that things aren't great right now. So delinquencies, rising number there. Commercial real estate crisis, Gary. This is across this is across the country. There's some bubbles. There's some areas where commercial real estate is doing, you know, fairly well. But by and large, across the country, commercial real estate's in crisis.
Yeah, it is, because major banks are offloading commercial real estate. You know, landlords are struggling to pay the high interest rates and the low office occupancy now. So many people work from home now. Even here in Chattanooga, we've got these ginormous buildings downtown, and they're 25% occupied. And it's, you know, that's a hardcore. And then in today's Wall Street Journal, home prices hit a record high, limiting sales in the month of May. So even right now, it's up 5.8% from earlier this year. you know, things are not getting on the real estate side. Things are not much better. Is it a good time to invest in real estate? In my opinion, no. I mean, I love real estate. Let me go ahead and put that out there. I love real estate, but I'm not gonna buy anything right now with these interest rates the way they are. So I think you got to look at the delinquencies that these people are having, and then look at this commercial real estate. I mean, it's an issue, and I think it's going to be an issue for the next few years.
Well, it's important to take a look at the landscape. Where are we? I mean, what's going on? I mean, is it time to circle the wagons and make sure that you're protected? I mean, these rising delinquencies, commercial real estate crisis, that's just two. And now this one, this is kind of scary because we grew up, Gary, you go downtown, any town, and that building on the corner made out of granite was the bank.
Yeah.
And that bank wasn't going anywhere.
Solid, right?
Solid
foundation.
Well,
solid.
Guess what? You've got numbers on bank closures, and this is a little scary, too.
This one got my attention, and I actually went and did a little more research on it because over 400 bank branches have closed in 2024. Now, it's not even mid-July yet, so let's just call it 6 months. 6 months into the year, we've had 400 bank branches close. You know, that indicates a lot of distress and a lot of stress, I guess I should say. And a lot of banks are going to online-only services. I mean, Capital One, I like Capital One. I'm not promoting Capital One by any means. But, you know, they do everything online. They don't have a brick and mortar that they have to pay for. That's why you can get better rates on their savings accounts or checking accounts. You know, I really see, you know, the shift towards online services getting greater and greater. How can we protect ourselves is a question you might be asking yourself. You know, just be smart. I mean, I honestly, I'm just being blunt. You know, I don't depend on my money in the bank to do things for me. I have money in the bank to protect me. That's my emergency account to pay my bills. That's my checking account. I don't look at a bank for my investment strategies. I'm either going to be in the market with Charles Schwab, with Tim, or I'm going to have some of our fixed index annuities that are killing it right now. So, you know, there's different things to do, but be careful by putting all your eggs in that bank basket because, I mean, I'm not saying your money's going to go away. Oh, Gary, they're FDIC insured. They are. That's 85 cents to the dollar, by the way. 85 cents to the dollar. It's not 100% insured. So I don't talk bad about banks. I love my bank. I emailed my banker this morning, but you got to be careful about if you want to put all your eggs in there. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah, just be aware of what's going on around you. And right now, the sea is quite turbulent. We've talked about rising delinquencies, commercial real estate in crisis pretty much across the country, the number of bank closures that are out there. Look, we get it. It's nervous time. But if you have a plan, if you come in and you start talking about your situation and you formulate this roadmap to get you to and through, you know, that's going to give you confidence. Work with professionals, a fiduciary firm. Map this thing out. Now, that opportunity is complimentary today for our radio listeners. And all you've got to do is call 800-517-1575. Hour-long sit-down available. 20-minute Zoom, 20-minute regular call if you're more comfortable with that. Call the number. Grab one of these appointments right now. And again, it's complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home. 800-517-1575. You talked about just everything that's going on, Gary, and the fact that we are coming out of COVID. A lot of companies kind of changed the way that they do business. Some of those companies are requiring their workers to come back in, but some of those companies have said, you know what? We don't need as many people. So yeah. There are layoffs. Yeah. You might be in a situation where you were forced into early retirement.
Yeah, this has happened a lot here. And some of our clients have came to us and said, Gary, they're making me retire, and I'm not ready to retire yet. But here's the good news. If you've done your planning and unfortunately you get laid off, then we're going to be okay. But some people go into panic mode. But there's other things we can do. There's large companies cutting jobs nationwide right now. You just kind of mentioned it, Morgan. So many companies are not bringing their clients into the company itself anymore, into the brick and mortar. So they've cut costs big time by people working at home. So they're like, oh, well, maybe we don't even need this division anymore. And we're going to save more money. I get it. Companies got to look out for the bottom line. I understand that. But if you're unfortunately one of those, you know, look at restaurant closers.
Yes.
Let me just throw that out there. I mean, you know, I want to bring up the funny name, Hooters. It's because it's the first one that came up. They're closing down left and right, right? And but there's other restaurants that are closing. There's retail bankruptcies going on right now. You know, and the overall look at this thing is our consumer confidence is just on the decline. You know, the consumer confidence has dropped, and it's just everybody's a little bit worried about what's coming next, Morgan. And we got to look at things like layoffs, bank closures, commercial real estate crisis, rising delinquencies, restaurant closures.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to speak doom and gloom over everybody here. Right. I'm just saying you better have a plan in place to be ready for these things.
Well, it's similar to if you're out west and you feel let's just say you're in L.A. and you feel a little bit of a tremor, a little bit of a shake, right? It's just a little one. And then it gets a little bigger, and it gets a little bigger. These are things that are right now that are on the economic horizon that we're kind of experiencing, and it's just what's going on in the environment. So be aware of it. Make sure you're planning for what is going to be your future. You want that confidence. You want that security. You want the guaranteed income in retirement. These are things that you can plan for, and we offer up these appointments today. You know, for that feel good. I mean, you really need to get going on it. We've already talked about the numbers. 70% of you out there, just from some of the surveys we talked about today, are going it by yourself or you're procrastinating. You're just not doing anything. This is an opportunity to get moving on it, Gary.
I agree because, you know, I say this all the time. You got one shot at retirement. You might as well do it right. You don't want to have to go back and fix it, folks. You got one shot. Let's do it right. Let's make sure you have income for as long as you have breath in your body. Let's make sure you understand the taxes on that income. Let's make sure you have a plan for, God forbid, if you get sick. And, oh, by the way, if legacy is important to you, let's make sure we put a plan together for that. Let's take all of these fears that we just talked about in this last segment. Let's take all of those away. We can do it with a proper plan. All you got to do is come in and see me. No obligation whatsoever. 100% free. Folks, call today. The schedule fills up really, really fast.
All right. These are complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home. And again, you've got options. You can do an hour-long sit-down in the office, 800-517-1575. Or if you want to kind of dip your toe in the retirement planning pool and just kind of test the water, you can do a 20-minute Zoom, a 20-minute regular call. Again, easy peasy, and you leave the checkbook at home. Call the number right now, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Another edition of Plan Today, Own Tomorrow is in the books, powered by Guardian Investment Advisors. For Gary Thurman, I'm Morgan Patrick. We'll see you on the radio next week.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services provided by Guardian Investment Advisors, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. None of the information contained in this program shall constitute an offer to sell or solicit any offer or buy any security or insurance product. The information and opinions contained in any of the material requested from this program are provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. They are given for informational purposes only and are not a solicitation to buy or sell any of the products mentioned. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation.